There we go. Girl, you already know you're the best one for the job. You are the best leader in the organization. But, honey, you ain't gonna never get that promotion. You know that, right?
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
I recently read an article that reinforced my siren call to practice excellence. Now, I'm not going to read it, but I will link it down below so that you can read it for yourself. So make sure you head down to the show notes so that you can read the article. You're going to want to see all the statistical data that she shares. It was an amazing article. What I am going to do is I'm going to evaluate and audit the action steps that this author says we need to take in order to bridge the racial leadership gap through an introspective lens. So what I think happens a lot of times when we read articles like this is that we tend to, or at least I know I tend to, I'll speak from my perspective, is I tend to project my thoughts onto our culture as a whole instead of like really applying them to my life. And so I'm going to do that through this introspective lens that I mentioned, because I think what happens is it becomes a case of, well, they're talking about somebody else, not me. I don't have that problem, or that's not my situation. But the truth is they are talking about you. They are talking about people that you know, and the information that they're sharing is information that I think is valuable, and that we should, instead of projecting it onto other people in our culture or just other people in general, we need to look at it for ourselves and identify ways that we can do better and show up with that excellence that I'm talking about. And that article that I'm going to share with you, it did that for me. It really made me sit up, stand at attention, and think about how can I really look at these steps and action steps that she's sharing with me and truly apply them. What does that really look like? Because some of the things that she shares, in my opinion, is a little bit unrealistic given the state of our society right now, and especially with a lot of the DEI rollbacks. I don't know that some of her suggestions would be well received or even, you know, considered just based on where we are. So let's go ahead and dive in to the article so that we can kind of get a hold on it. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of background. The article, I found it on Forbes.com, and it was titled Closing the Racial Leadership Gap for People of Color. The author is Cynthia Pong, and she's an award-winning leadership expert and author. Now, I was both impressed and somewhat appalled by the data, not at her because she was just providing information, but I just couldn't believe seeing it in like real life, what I thought already, but just really it being confirmed was a little frustrating and irritating for me. So I want to look at how we can take the action steps that she's suggested without losing ourselves or feeling like we're dumbing ourselves down just to get a position that will, you know, be met with some sort of constant second guessing or micromanaging. So the three action steps that she suggested are create leadership translation labs, and that is for organizations. She had a suggestion for established leaders, which is to recognize and validate diverse leadership styles. And then for emerging leaders, she basically is talking about being strategic in your leadership climb. So let's dive into what I'm thinking here. So what she says is for organizations, you want to create, like I said, leadership translation labs. And this is where professionals of color can work with senior leaders to bridge the gap between their leadership acumen and corporate expectations while challenging those expectations to become more inclusive. So what's happening here is culturally, we kind of like, I'll speak for Black people, okay? because that's the minority group that I can speak to. But a lot of times we are forming our leadership skills and abilities extremely early. Now, I don't know about you, but I was a latchkey kid. So I was responsible for letting myself into the house. I was responsible for carrying out certain tasks before my mom got home, and I was responsible for keeping myself safe until she got there. Now, these leadership skills only developed more over time, right? Over the years. But that's why I'm saying the idea of our leadership skills being there, but we may not ever get promoted. It's because the skills that we hold true, that we use in our corporate environment, that we can say we learned a long time ago because we had to, they aren't necessarily accepted in the corporate environment at face value. We could wait on our boss to recognize our awesomeness and create a leadership translation lab if we want to. It might help them translate the cultural leadership skills that you currently possess, right? So that they'll fit the things that the skills that your boss needs you to have. Or, and this is what I suggest you do, take a good hard look at those skills that you learned, that you've grown up with, that you've used your entire life, and adjust them to fit this corporate environment. Adjust them to fit your boss's expectations. So, for example, instead of using that skill set that you use to let yourself inside the house and stay home alone, showcase your ability to work with agency when you're giving a task. Instead of making sure that the dishes are done and the tasks are completed before your parents get home, demonstrate your ability to manage your time well and execute your projects with excellence. I think you get the picture. I don't have to go on and on, right? But those skills that you started and learned and grew from being a latchkey kid like me are very valid and important for the skills that you need in your corporate environment. But instead of waiting on your organization to create a leadership translation lab, which odds are they probably aren't going to do, you do it yourself. You take the skills that you have and you run it through a translator that you create based on what you see in your organization, what you see or what you hear, and you run your skill set through that translator so that you can then bridge a gap in your area, in your company. If you have a business and you are like me, I did an entire video on your ability to speak clearly and concisely because the rambling is something that I found myself doing when I was networking or when I was working with a potential customer, and it was overwhelming people. So I have to run my ability, my passion, and all the things that I love to do and I get so excited about when I'm talking to people through a translator to really learn how to be much clearer and much more concise in my communication style. I hope that makes sense because I just don't see corporations doing this service to their employees of color, their people that are more diverse than they. I just don't see them being in such a hurry to bridge the gap. In my opinion, this is a great step, a great desire. How realistic? Not sure. The next action step is for existing leaders. And here she says, recognize and validate diverse leadership styles. She asks if you are asking emerging leaders to conform to traditional models or if you are evolving and expanding your organization's definition of effective leadership. Now, I have two schools of thoughts on this. And the first one is, if you are a leader, definitely, I suggest be on the lookout to encourage and validate diverse leadership styles. This is especially true in the Black community. And I know this article is talking about business environments, but I just found this to be a really good idea for churches. I think they are the perfect incubator for future leaders. Start looking for validating and mentoring the young people in your church because these members are the future leaders of our world. And so if we are, You know, the Bible tells us to raise a child in the way it should go, and when they get older, they won't depart from it. Well, I believe this is true if we are raising leaders and we're giving them the skill sets and we're pouring into them and we're validating them and we're recognizing them, then these leadership skills will just continue to be fostered over time. And they will become the next crop of minority leaders that have the skill set and already know how to translate the leadership skills that they formed as a child into these corporate leadership skills that are desired by their bosses and executives. Now, the second rule of thought that I have here is if you are an emerging leader yourself and you don't feel like you're being recognized or validated by the leadership in your area, then you have to make yourself known. You have to ask for the spotlight. You have to volunteer your value, volunteer your visibility, and then knock it out of the park with your excellence. Because they may never call on you. They may never see it and respond to it. So you have to make it so blatant, so plain, so amazing. Right? You have to be bold with your bossness so that your leadership abilities are demonstrated and just undeniable. Now, the final action step that she talks about is for emerging leaders. And what she says here is you need to leverage your early leadership experiences strategically. Document how those roles have shaped your leadership style. Persuasively frame the narrative around your proven abilities and directly connect your leadership journey to your organization's outcomes and successes. Now, I like this action step. However, it is difficult to do if you aren't confident in your abilities and your value. That's where self-awareness comes in. And if you haven't recognized or acknowledged your strengths, your limitations, your desires, and your non-negotiables, your ability to be vulnerable and put yourself out there could definitely be hindered. Now, I get it. This is much easier said than done. And in a lot of corporate and business environments, we are so concerned with putting our best foot forward that we suppress anything that looks too aggressive or shows any insecurities. Therefore, we're not being vulnerable. We're not putting ourselves out there because of that fear or maybe even some sort of a shame. But there is a balance between the two. So your assignment here, in my opinion, to follow this step is to find that confidence, find that balance, and walk inside your framework until you've attracted the attention of that existing leader who will recognize and validate your leadership style. But how do you do that? Well, I'm so glad you asked, darling. By learning how to be the chief executive officer of yourself. I know what it feels like, quite honestly, to question your value, to fear judgment that, you know, maybe people feel like you're not on their level, or maybe you yourself feel like you don't live up to the level of those that you aspire to be like or to become. It took some work, but I actually finally realized my awesome and how unique it actually is. And I believe within my soul that you can do the same thing too, because what happened was I came to the conclusion that no one, absolutely no one, can do what I do the way I do it. And you can get to that point too. Right? So I want you to take a look at how I did it. I'm going to leave a link down in the description for my program, Project CEO, and just take a look at it and learn a little bit more about the program, because it really is a solid, you know, answer to this question of how do I get to a point where I do feel confident, where I can allow myself to be vulnerable, where I can show up boldly and do the things that this lady is saying I should do with these action steps. How can I get there? And this program will definitely do it for you. Well, that does it, guys. The article will be linked down below. I think she goes into a lot more information, some statistical data about sort of where we stand now and how large of a gap there actually is between the differences in races in this leadership game. I think it's very important for us to know this information so that we can stand on business and practice our excellence and bridge that gap. Now, the action steps that she gave us, I think, are great action steps. I think the two most important ones are if you are an existing leader, then you can yourself recognize, lend a hand, and validate those emerging leaders and help them out. But if you are an emerging leader, you have power as well. You can tap into your awesome. You can understand yourself well enough to know what you need to do and be your best. You can stand on business. You yourself can make sure that you are seen by boldly showing off your awesomeness and your bossness and being seen, showing your value, making your value visible, and asking for the things that you want in a way that puts you in the spotlight and really demonstrates your abilities in a way that is undeniable.
Run your business like the boss you are. No more second guessing yourself. Be confident in the decisions you make for your brand. Stop struggling. Run your business efficiently. Stop being afraid of making the wrong moves. Stop spinning your wheels and feeling frustrated. And let's go ahead and prevent that breakout of hives when you think of hiring a team. It's time to confront new opportunities, delegate those tasks, and package your genius to drive profitability. That's leadership. If you're ready to be that type of a leader, the one who embodies this, unleash your inner CEO. Project CEO cultivates powerful leaders, helps them increase their revenue, stop wasting money, and creates a seamless infrastructure for their business. Let's see if the project is right for you.
All right, that does it. I'm going to get off my soapbox. That is the end of this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, here we are constantly evolving and staying open to those failures and failing forward because we know that it's in those failures we are getting that much closer to our success. Now, if you are listening to this, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. You'll want to listen to other episodes. There are tons more. And give this podcast a review. I need your reviews. Doing some statistical, some analysis, some things like that. And I need to kind of see where you guys are. So comment and subscribe and leave a review. And if there was anything in these action steps that you learned, or if there's anything in the article that you enjoyed and you want to talk about, please leave that down in the comment section below and we can engage together there. But definitely subscribe. Hit that notification bell. And like I said, if there was something that sort of hit home and you really enjoyed it, I want you to give this a thumbs up. Thank you for getting to this point. Please, please, please leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. Thank you so much. Share it with a friend and have a great week, guys. Thank you for listening.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.